The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, Text Number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 13th, 1974, in Paris, France.
O descendant of Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries, must hear, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller, and the savior of, from all miseries.
Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishara Hari Srutabhya Kirtitabhyascha Smartabhyascha Ichatam Abhayam. So who does not want Abhayam? Abhayam means fearlessness. Everyone wants. Because by material nature we have got four positions. One position is always fearful. What will happen next? Even the big man, President Nixon, he also feared. What will happen next? Because so many charges have been brought against him, although he is on the very exalted position, President of USA, but he also always fearful. This is material. Can anyone say that he is not fearful? Is it possible? Then what to speak of us? As we require to eat something, this is material existence, eating, and then after eating, rest, sleeping, then after rest, sex indulgence. Similarly, fearfulness. So here it is recommended, Ichchatam akutu bhayam. Do one who desires to be free from all miseries, or fearfulness for them. Those who are accustomed to this fearfulness and do not make any arrangement how to get out of this fearfulness, they are not human being. Human being is always takes precaution how to save oneself. Although it is natural, everyone is fearful, but at the same time, it is the effort of the human being to see that he may be saved from the cause of fearfulness. That's what he said, Ichchatam Abhayam. Abhayam means no fear. If anyone wants no more to be fearful, then for him, the prescribed duty is mentioned here, that tasma, therefore, Bharata, the descendant of Maharaj Bharata, Parikshit Maharaj belonged to the dynasty of King Bharat. King Bharat, from whose name the Bharatvarsha, the word Bharatvarsha has come. This planet is called Bharatvarsha. This planet, earthly planet, is called Bharatvarsha because it was ruled over by the king Bharat. Gradually, the original Vedic culture lost Aryan family. You French people, you are also Aryan family. But the culture is lost now. So this Krishna consciousness movement is actually reviving the original Aryan culture, Bharat. We are all inhabitants of Bharatvarsha, but as we lost our culture, it became divided. Now it is divided into so many countries. This is India, this is France, this is Germany, this is this. Formerly, the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsha. One culture, Vedic culture, one flag. Now they have increased hundreds and thousands of flags. So actually, if you want United Nations, unity, then you must take this culture, Krishna consciousness, again to become Bharat. That will save the situation. This one culture means politically one flag, religiously one God, Krishna. And to understand Krishna, one scripture, Bhagavad Gita. And one word, simply to satisfy Krishna. So this is oneness. If you want at least to become free from all fearful condition, then you should always memorize or remember whom? Sarvatma. Sarvatma means one who is the living force of everyone. He is called Sarvatma. There is living force. I have got living force, you have got living force, everyone. But where from the living force is coming? From Krishna. Bijoham sarva-bhutana. Sarvatma. Krishna is the origin of the living force. He is the supreme living force. Mamaivamsa jiva-bhuta. This is all stated in the Bhagavad Gita. All these living entities, they are my part and parcel. Just like a man having many sons, he can claim that they are all my sons. Similarly, Krishna can claim that all living entities, they are my sons. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva yoni sukonteya sambhavanti murtayaja tasang mahajani brahma aham bija padakti aham. I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. Of all means sarva yonishu, in different forms, in different species of life. This outward dress is different. Somebody has become ant and somebody has become elephant or bigger than that. Whale fish. Another fish there is thinning of. That perhaps we have not seen. Whale fish, some of them have seen. It is justly as big as a big house. And still there are fishes which is called timingal. Timingal means they swallow up this whale fish just like you swallow up some small nut. They are called timingal. So there are so many varieties of life. We do not know. But we know from the shastras. In the shastra we can know. Therefore we should consult Vedic literature to have full knowledge. Jalajanamalakhani. In the water, there are 900,000 species of life. Now who can deny it? If you deny, then I shall tell you, go and count. But we can get the full knowledge from the Shastra. This is called Vedic knowledge. Everything is complete. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avyacche samipani sudriyam brahmanishtha. So you learn from the Vedic literature, every information is there. And all the Vedic literature is summarized in this Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpatara dalitam phalamidam. Nigama is Vedic literature. Vedic literature, it is compared with desert tree. Every word used in the Vedic literature is peculiar to the ordinary man. Now, desire tree, they have no experience. But there is a tree which is called desire tree. Kalpataru. What is the business of the desire tree? A desire tree means whatever you desire, you get from that tree. There is a tree. That desire tree is there in Krishna's loka. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikha. There is also in the spiritual world, there are trees. But each tree is a desert. We have no experience what is desert. You can get anything from that tree. That is called desert. So this Vedas is considered as the desert tree. Means any kind of knowledge you want, it is complete there, perfectly there, any kind of, either spiritual or material, any department of knowledge, and that is called desire tree. All kinds of knowledge you can achieve from the Vedic knowledge. There is Dhanurveda, Ayurveda, Jyotirveda, and all kinds. Veda means knowledge. So, for military art, if you want to consult Vedic literature, you'll get complete information, perfect. Similarly, Jyotir Veda. Jyotir means the luminaries in the sky, the stars. You can get. We're trying to go to the moon planet and wasting our time and energy. But if you consult Vedas, you get full information of the moon planet, sun planet, or any other planet. There are millions and millions of trillions of planets. You can get all. Brahma Loka, up to the topmost planet. Jyotirveda, that is called Jyotirveda. That is Dhanurveda, Ayurveda. Ayu means duration of life. And nobody wants to be diseased. That means medical science. That is also fully there. So, this is the prescription given by Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to become without any fear, because the material life means we are all full of fearfulness. Therefore, Krishna, the Supreme Father of everyone, of all living entities, in all forms, Sarvatma, he says in the Bhagavad Gita that I am the seed-giving Father of all these living entities. Just like father impregnates the mother by giving the seed. Similarly, this material world, material nature, is our, this body is also material. Similarly, this huge material cosmic manifestation is supposed to be the mother. And the father is God or Krishna who impregnates this seed of the living entities. And therefore, when there is creation, they are come out as children of this material world. Just like a woman is pregnant and the child comes out. Similarly, this material world is impregnated by the seed-giving father. So that is a different article from this matter. Otherwise, why a woman does not become pregnant automatically? Why? Can anyone answer? Why the seed-giving father is necessary? Let woman produce children automatically. No, that is not possible. Therefore, for producing all these living entities in different forms of life, the seed-giving father is required, and that is God, Krishna. Is there any bad logic? There is confirmation in the Shastra. Krishna says, Aham Bijapadapita, I am the seed-giving father. And is it possible to produce life without the father? Is it possible? Then why these rascal scientists are there? Now we shall produce life. How you can do it? It's not possible. This is rascal now. Because we are living entities, therefore in the Christian world, the Supreme Lord God is accepted as the Supreme Father. Oh, Father, give us our daily bread. It is very good, accepting the Supreme Lord, Supreme Father. Everyone must accept. That is human life. That is human knowledge. That is common sense knowledge, that if I am produced by my Father, so many living entities, where from they have come? They have come from the Supreme Father. Sarvātma. He is called Sarvātma.
Śrutavva kirtitavvascha.
So, if you want freedom from this fearfulness or this material existence, material existence means struggle for existence. This is material. Everyone is there. I want to stay. I want. In your country there has been so much fight, the French Revolution, and so many fighting between the Protestant and the Catholic. And your Napoleon Bonaparte, he also fought. So fight. This is called struggle for existence. Everyone wants to exist. And he has to fight. At least we have to fight with the winter season. If there is no fighting, then at least there must be fighting with the winter season or summer season. Without fighting, you cannot stay. Without fighting, you cannot stay. That is called struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. You must be fit. This is called material world. And spiritual world means there is no fight, simply friendship. That's it. This is spiritual world. Vaikuntha. Kuntha means anxiety. And Vaikuntha means without anxiety. So we have been put into this place of anxieties on account of our rebellious condition against God. That is the cause of our material existence. Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavan chakal. We should know this, that why we are put into this condition of struggle for existence, always fearfulness, anxiety. Why you are put into this condition? We don't want it. This is human life. When this inquiry will come to a human being, then he is human being. Why? So long this why question does not come, he is animal. When the animal does not question, so why I am put into this slaughterhouse? Why I have been brought here to be slaughtered? Animal. Similarly, if a human being does not understand that I have been put into this material world for being slaughtered by the laws of material nature, never mind I am Napoleon or an ordinary man, I will be slaughtered. that it is called Mrityuloka, the universe of being slaughtered. Nobody wants, just like the animal does not want to be slaughtered, but is by force it is slaughtered. Similarly, nobody wants death, but we are forced. Even such a big man like Napoleon, he wanted to complete that arch, but he was slaughtered before his desire was fulfilled. This is material nature. He must be slaughtered as soon as required. Therefore, it is said here that ichchatam abhayam, anyone, if he wants fearlessness, safe from being slaughtered, then he must do this. What is that? The sarvatma bhagavan ishvara, the Supreme Lord, who is the origin of all living entities, sarvatma. And he is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means all power, all opulences. He can do anything and everything. That is Bhagavan. Not that imitation rascals who claim that I am God, but he cannot do anything. Not that kind of Bhagavan. Bhagavan means all power. Whatever he likes, he can do. Sarvishajya Purna, full of six opulences. That is called Bhagavan. Aishajyasya samagrasya vijyasya jasasya sriya jnana vairagyasthaiva sara iti bhagangana. Bhagavan definition. Everything has definition. Nothing to be accepted blindly. Aishajyasya, richness. The Bhagavan means who has got the complete riches. He is called Bhagavan. Now, I have got some money, you have got some money, he has got some money, but nobody can claim that I have got all the money. No, that is not possible. So, one who possesses all the money, that is Bhagavan. Similarly, money, strength, beauty, intelligence, knowledge, and vairagya, when you find out such a person, you can find out some very big rich man in this material world, but you cannot say that he is the supreme richest man. That is not possible. You will find another man richer than him. You will find another rich. In this way, if you are very scholar, researching, you research, when you come to a person where you see that nobody is richer than him, that is Bhagavan. That is Bhagavan. That is Bhagavan. So if you have got the energy to search out such person, that is Bhagavan. It is not difficult. The definition is there. Here, there is competition. Not only Bhagavan, but Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. Everyone is Ishvara. I also am controlling this institution. Or somebody is controlling his office, his factory, his kingdom. Just like President Nixon, he is controlling the United States. So, all of us, more or less, we are Ishvara, controller. Everyone, just like this mother, she is controlling the small child. So she is also Ishvara. Because she is controlling. So anyone who has controlling power, so God has given everyone a little controlling power. In that sense, everyone of us is Ishvara. But here it is said, Bhagavan Ishvara, the supreme controller. Supreme controller means we are controller, but we are controlled by somebody else. But the Bhagavan Ishvara means he is no more controlled by anyone. That is Krishna. That is this guy. Ishvara Parama Krishna. The supreme controller is Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So Ishvara and Hari. Hari means if you surrender to such Ishvara, such, you are being controlled. Foolishly you are thinking I am free. How you can be free? The biggest personality in this country, Napoleon Bonaparte, he was not free, and how he can be free? This is misconception. Nobody can get me. Everyone is confused. But we are rebel. No, I don't want to be controlled. But you will be controlled. Just like in a state, if you don't want to be controlled by the state laws, the state will force you into the prison house to be controlled. This is your position. You cannot be free. This is not. Therefore, freedom is not good for us. Just as a small child, if the child is given freedom, he'll simply create havoc. So it is not to be given freedom. Must be controlled. Similarly, all living entities, being child of God, we must voluntarily put ourselves to be controlled by God. That is perfection of life. Don't try to be falsely free. That is not possible. That's like the mother will never give freedom to the child, because that is not good for him. It should not be. Anyone who is weak, he must not be given freedom. That is good for him. Similarly, we are weak. God is great. God is all-powerful. We are very tiny. We have no power. Therefore, our normal life is voluntarily accept the controlling power of God. That is human life. And God comes and He pleads, He requests, that, my dear boy, why you are struggling here? You will never be happy. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. We have manufactured so many plans to be happy, but you will never be happy. Therefore, your only business is that you come under my control and you will be happy. Aham tvā sarva-pāpe bhava khaśyāmi māsucha. I will give you all happiness. This is the sum and substance of Bhagavad Gita. And anyone who agrees to be controlled, then success of life begins from that point, when he agrees. Unfortunately, at the present moment, the whole world population has been taught in such a way that they do not want to be controlled. Therefore, there is always chaotic condition. So here is the solution, that if you want to be saved from this chaotic condition of life, if you want to be free from all anxieties, then your business is the śrutavya. You hear about the Supreme Controller, Krishna. And for hearing about the Supreme Controller, we have got 80 books like that. Not 1, 2, 3, 4. 80 books. So if you are actually intelligent, if you are actually scientist, if you are actually philosopher, read this book that is called Śrutavya. Hear about the Supreme Controller. Not that simply God is great. Just try to understand how God is great. That you will find in this literature. There is no other literature throughout the whole world. You'll find here. Śrutavya. Kītatambhas. Not only hearing, like dull. As soon as hear, if you are, then you spread this knowledge. Kītatambhas. My dear child, there is God. God is like this. I have heard from this authority. That is called Kītatambhas. Preaching. First of all, hearing. Without hearing, how you preach? So, this is called Sabanam Kirtanam. Another name. Srutabhya Kirtitabhyascha and Smartabhya. As soon as you become expert hearer, an expert, chanter, then you will remember always Smartabhya. And as soon as you always remember Krishna, then there is no more fear. Finish. Very glad. Thank you.